The first statement in Masechtas Avos is, Havu Masunim Badin. Be deliberate in judgment. The simple interpretation is that when a case comes before a judge, he should weigh all of the evidence carefully before rendering a verdict. But the question is, how many judges are there in Klal Yisrael? Less than 1%. So the first principle in Masechtas Avos does not apply to 99.9% of the population? So once heard a powerful homiletical interpretation on this statement, and this applies to every Jew. Havu Masunim Badin. When you're going through a time of din, a time of difficulty, a time of hardship, don't rush to judge the Ribbono Shel Olam. When someone is struggling, the tendency is to question Hashem. Why me? I'm a good Jew. Why is my business failing? Why am I facing a health crisis? Why am I struggling with my child? God, why are you doing this to me? Says the Mishnah, Havu Masunim Badin. Be patient in your judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't jump to conclusions. Every moment of struggle is part of Hashem's master plan. Every hardship is part of your growth. All of these hardships are for your ultimate benefit. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Kol Oimer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, Yevatri Chayav. Anyone who says that Hashem is a Vatran, Vatran means someone who lets things slide. If someone says Hashem overlooks people's sins, Yevatri Chayav. That is a dangerously incorrect perspective. But this can also be interpreted, Kol Oimer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. If you want Hashem to be a Vatran with you, to overlook your shortcomings, to give you the benefit of the doubt, Yevatri Chayav, then you yourself must live a life of Vatranus. You should be Mevater for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, to be Mevater for Hashem? If you're going through hardship, if you're experiencing adversity, don't question the ways of Hashem. Don't challenge Him. Don't have tanis against Hashem. Say, God, I didn't have this life in mind, but if this is the life you chose for me, I accept it. And if you live with that mindset, to be Mevater for Hashem, Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem will reciprocate and He becomes a Vatran for you. He will let things slide. He will overlook your indiscretions. He will give you the benefit of the doubt. And this approach to your relationship with Hashem will shape how you treat human beings as well. When disagreements arise, you will be the one to give in. You will be the one to be Mevater. Rav Shteinman once said, Nar hayisi gam zakanti v'lo reisi mevater mafsid. I was young and I grew old. He was over 100 years old when he said this. And I never saw someone who was mevater lose out. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. A friend of mine told me that his brother, a very chash of a person, passed away suddenly and the family was devastated. He was just 39 years old. And since this was during a time when a spaden weren't allowed, they decided to honor him properly at the Matzevishtown ceremony at the Shloishim 30 days later. They scheduled it for a Sunday, so a large crowd and prominent Rabbanim could attend and give him a proper eulogy. The Tuesday before, his mother received a phone call from a cousin. Could you not do the ceremony on Sunday? My daughter is getting married that night, a second marriage, and it doesn't look right to go to a cemetery the morning before a wedding. And his mother agreed to push back the Matzevishtown for the Friday before. And the brothers were fuming. It was a short Friday, and that meant fewer people would come, and the Rabbana would not be able to make it. But nevertheless, the date was changed for Friday. On Friday, they drove out to the cemetery. They approached the plot where the brother was interred, and to their horror, they see that they placed the wrong Matzeva on his grave. It had a completely different name. This was 35 years ago. No one had cell phones, but one person had a car phone. He goes back into his car, he calls the monument company, and they tell him, sorry, there was a mix-up, we will send someone to exchange it. An hour later, two large men arrived in a truck carrying the correct Matzeva, and they made the switch. The ceremony took place with a smaller crowd and fewer Rabbanim in attendance. The following Sunday, the day the ceremony was originally scheduled for, they woke up to an absolute monsoon. It poured non-stop the entire day. The family was so grateful they had held the Matzevishtown the Friday before. First of all, the monument companies closed on Sundays, so there would have been no way to correct the mistake with the headstone. And second of all, no one would have shown up in that kind of weather. Then they understood the words of Rav Shteinman. Nar ha'isi gam zakanti v'lo ra'isi mevater mafsid. Because the mother was mevater, and they changed the date for the Friday before, all worked out even better than they could have ever imagined. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.